You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are visiting with Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group Incorporated, and has dedicated his entire career to the sports and fitness market. With hands-on experience across several sectors of the sports marketplace, Sam brings a wealth of sales experience and passion to the sports industry. Prior to founding Sales Huddle Group Incorporated, Sam spent his career leading high-level sales teams to execute sales of products and services for publicly held, private sector, and franchised sports companies. Sam, welcome once again to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Happy to be here.
Yes, sir. So could you tell our audience about Sales Huddle Group and your sales training game? What does it do? How does it help businesses? What businesses or institutions do you feel would be able to use this game to help their workers or employees?
Absolutely, Eric. No, the Sales Huddle Group is a sales training and development team, and we primarily to this point have spent a tremendous amount of our time focused on working with sports-related organizations. And by sports, I mean companies that range from health and fitness and wellness side organizations all the way to professional and collegiate sports teams. And when the company was founded, Eric, you know, we spent a lot of time developing and installing training programs that were traditionally your one-day, two-day, multi-day workshops. Along the way, we realized that this type of delivery of training information and content, while pretty commonplace in any industry as far as education goes, wasn't really transferring to the sales floor for organizations. And what I mean by that is with any type of skill that you develop, especially in sports, practice makes perfect. And sitting in a workshop-style seminar for 8 to 12 hours at a time while teaching a good amount of information didn't necessarily always transfer to the training floor for individuals. So just over 2 years ago, we started, we got into our own lab, so to speak, and we spent a lot of time trying to figure out how do we make sales training stick? How do we make service training stick? How do we make sure that the training people learn transfers to their day-to-day functions as a sales professional? And that is where we created the sales game.
So can you tell us some differences between what's the typical sales training that's done at a company or a college versus what Sales Huddle Group and what you offer with the sales game and with Sales Huddle Group?
Great question. I mean, I think the problem number one is that colleges don't spend any time training sales. A Harvard Business Review study came out a few months back that showed less than 1% of universities across the U.S. offer any major or minor concentration in sales, which is startling. And for small business owners who we deal with as clients every day, we're always looking for candidates that are more prepared for their industry. It's shocking because content in the curriculum that are learned in the classroom, you would think is up to speed and up to pace with the demands of our economy today. And that doesn't always happen. Another point that was explained in this survey was in research study was that less than, I don't believe any of the top 20 Ivy League MBA programs offer any courses in sales. So the concept of trying to figure out a way to make sales training more effective, part of the reason we knew that we had to figure out a way to make this better is because the candidates coming out of colleges today are unfortunately not getting the education they paid for. They're not getting the content that they expect to assist them in finding a job and being successful in the first job they get. The sports industry has an alarming turnover rate, which is somewhere in the realm of the average sports team will turn over, call it 100% of their sales staff every 14 to 16 months. So the challenge when we moved forward with building the game was we knew that we had to build a product and a training platform that would assist universities to actually teach sales, number one, and number two, that that organizations can use so that they can ensure that they are spending the time and energy to develop the sales side of their employees, because they're, you know, the candidates they're working with, for lack of better terms, are coming in with less and less natural skill sets to take on those functions.
With all that being said, what would you say are the top three sales tool techniques that you and Sales Huddle Group teach to your participants, if you don't mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, I mean, I think that sales is a skill, much like anything else we do. We use a lot of sports analogies, just be it that we spend a lot of time on the sports side. And like anybody that plays golf, you spend, you know, there's a 10,000-hour rule that you have to work towards. And you have to put yourself in selling scenarios over and over and over again with delivering the right messaging and handling the scenarios correctly in order to actually develop skill. Problem is that most people, most organizations, their sales team develops this skill set while practicing on their customer, right, which is not always the best way to go about it. We'd much rather than practice it in the office, in a training environment, a training setting. So to kind of come back to a few best practices that we coach, role-playing is key. So for business owners out there who have a sales team, number one, you need to make sure you're dedicating time to practice. And I'm talking more about scheduling effective time where there aren't any sales tours, there's no sales calls. Our team is zoned in 100%. Our phones are off. Our computers are closed. We are 100% focused on the act of training. Number two, role-playing is key. So we have to make sure that we're role-playing the choke points in our sales process. So if you find that most organizations have a choke point in one of three areas, it's either in their introduction phase, their presentation phase, or their closing phase. And we need to understand where that choke point is as a manager or an owner. And then we need to make sure that we put our team members in those scenarios and simulate them. More often than not, the challenge with doing that is that we as leaders have to take on the responsibility of delivering the right response in those scenarios. So, but that is definitely a kind of another core area if you're really focused on developing the skill of your team. And thirdly, I would say that every organization that we've worked with, challenge number one is understanding your process. So if you have a sales process, you have a product or service you're selling, everybody in your organization needs to be 100% on the same page with what that 5-step, 7-step, or 10-step process is. And the process should not differ from salesperson to salesperson. Otherwise, you're putting your customer's experience in the hands of your sales team without your approval.
Certainly makes sense. Now, what are some of the common mistakes that companies and schools make when conducting sales training?
I think that, Eric, the main error that organizations or universities make when they're doing sales training is to put their team in fantasy sales scenarios. And what I mean by that is either making the sales scenario too difficult by me saying, I would say, all of us, Eric, we've been in that one role play that's been a nightmare, right? Where somebody put the pen in the middle of the table and say, hey, Eric, sell me that pen. And usually that role play always fails, right? Because what happens in role playing is that when any scenario gets over about 90 seconds to 2 minutes long, it's not role playing anymore. It turns into acting, and it doesn't transfer as a skill to our sales scenario. So I would say creating these fantasy role plays that more often than not create a scenario where your sales team doesn't like to practice and they fear doing it and they become detractors of your training sessions. You have to celebrate some wins and you have to orchestrate some wins in any sales training to build confidence. Training is about confidence. I'll take a sales executive any day of the week that has a good energy, good personality, and comes to the table every day ready to win and be coachable over the one who's just constantly beat down.
Today we are joined by Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group Incorporated here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Sam, why don't you give us, if you don't mind, some examples of success stories of how your company, as well as your sales training game, has made a difference with the organizations and individuals that you do work with?
Absolutely, Eric. We've had the privilege to work with a number of organizations, both in the sports industry and outside of the sports industry, with developing their sales teams. One of our best relationships has been the work we've done with Rutgers University. And I say that only because of the fact that there's a lot of times when you work with clients who have pre-existing conditions or pre-existing challenges, it is a long road to correcting. It's a long road to redeveloping and installing a program that works within a culture that might be challenged. And one of our clients is Rutgers University. They have a pretty intensive sports management program that top 700 students. And just about a year and a half ago, we were brought on board to assist in developing some sales content and curriculum for the university and install it on site. And, you know, I always say, Eric, it's amazing what you can do with team members who have never made a bad sales call before yet. And it really has been a great opportunity for our organization to prove to other universities and to organizations that we can take students that are in that, call it 20 to 25-year-old range, who have never made a bad sales call, never experienced bad sales training, and show them what real sales training is from the start, put them in real sales scenarios, and watch them succeed and actually feel positive about sales. I encounter students all the time and managers all the time who say either we don't sell or I don't want to work in sales. And that's a byproduct of a lack of information and a lack of positive influence. We were in an economy today where we need to sell. We need people in the workforce understanding the components of a great service and sales model. And working with Rutgers University has kind of given us that incubator opportunity to work with students who have not been challenged or have not been, you know, put in a scenario where sales is a negative experience for them.
And if you don't mind, also tell us about some of the current projects that you're working on and where do you see the future of your company going over the next 12 to 24 months?
Great, Eric. Over the next 24 months, we've already expanded our back office by 50% in the last 6 months. We have offices currently in the D.C., Miami, and the New York area. And our core focus every day, to be very straightforward, is we want to empower people. And we believe there's a lot of great players out there in the workforce who need information and want to learn how to improve. So that doesn't mean that's just here at home. That's also abroad. The next 24 months provided a tremendous amount of opportunity for us with events that are happening in the global sports game from Europe to Brazil, with everything that's happening with the World Cup and the Olympics coming up, where we're trying to spend a tremendous amount of our time, not only here at home, by bringing exposure to the fact that we need to do a better job developing and tooling our professionals for the sales industry, but also working abroad with organizations in different cultures who also see the same challenges where they are.
Good stuff. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about the Sales Huddle Group online?
Absolutely. The Sales Huddle Group can be found at www.thesaleshuddle.com, www.thesaleshuddle.com. We have a string of sports business workshops coming up, Eric, over the next several months that are going to be coming to over 15 cities. And updated information is always available on the Sales Huddle site.
Excellent. And finally, in conclusion, as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, any advice that you have for the listener that's thinking about starting their own business?
You know, I think that we need more people in the market today that are making the decision that they are going to change the game, that they are going to be the ones that step out and control their own destiny and try to challenge what is currently done in any sector, whatever it might be, whether it's healthcare or it's hospitality or it's sports. So I would say, number one, you're never going to be 100% prepared as an entrepreneur. You're never going to have all the, be it resources, team members. You're not going to have the answers to every question. You're not going to have every piece of marketing material. But if you do have the drive and the intensity and somewhat of a vision of the direction you want to go in, you know your compass tells you you need to go north, You don't necessarily need a complete destination yet. You just need to act. And I think too many people spend a lot of time on the whiteboard trying to lay out every step. And, you know, what we say around here in the office a lot is it's all about ready, fire, aim. Let's figure it out. Let's move forward. And along the way, I'm pretty confident we have the right people. We'll figure it out.
I like that approach without a question. He is Sam Cauchi, the founder of Sales Huddle Group Incorporated. And once again, the website of reference is thesaleshuddle.com. Sam, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.